Women and Infants says it needs to cut costs to keep up with changes in the healthcare landscape. For one thing, fewer babies are being born in Rhode Island, and insurance companies and federal healthcare plans are changing the way they pay hospitals. Women and Infants Senior Vice President for Patient Care, Angeline Peters-Lewis, says the focus now is better outcomes, not more procedures.
We know that healthcare reimbursements are changing. We felt the impact of that. And so we have to make sure that we're able to survive a new healthcare environment where reimbursements are different.
Women and Infants says it worked to avoid even more layoffs by changing scheduling and offering early retirements, but cannot rule out the possibility of more layoffs in the future. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.